You are listening to the City Dogs podcast with your host, Kimberly Freeman from City Dog Expert. So guys, episode 2 of the podcast. Thank you so much to everyone that listened to episode 1 and sent me so much love online. And thank you for those wonderful people that wrote comments and gave ratings as well. My favourite comment so far is by Photo by A4. Love to get to know Buxton and his human a bit more, and well done on promoting pet adoption. Can't wait for more City Dogs podcasts. Well done. Thank you so much. Buxton was just such a great guest for the first podcast. And absolutely, I am a rescue dog owner. I love promoting rescue dogs. So the more I can make people aware of how great rescues are by having dogs such as Buxton on the podcast, hopefully it will start to make a bit more of a difference, really, to all the dogs out there needing homes. Out of the comments, one of my favourite ones is by someone I know quite well who gave me the worst comment by mistake. Gave me all the constructive criticism and only gave me 4 out of 5 stars. He knows who he is. And then he swiftly apologised. But if you do have any ideas about how I can improve this, what you guys would like to hear, please let me know. I'm very, very open to suggestions. As you know, this is only episode 2 and I'm just kind of getting used to the whole podcasting thing. So please let me know if there's anyone in particular, any products, brands, or even training advice. I am a dog behaviorist after all. If there's anything like that that you guys think could be useful, please let me know. So episode 1 is done. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Episode 2 is about to begin, and I am so excited to have had this incredible guest on. Her and her dog Parker are just the most amazing double act. I'm just in awe of both of them. So let's get started. Episode 2 of City Dogs. Hey guys, so we are joined today by a super, super special guest. I've got Lucy and Parker in the house.
Ooh, hi.
Would you like to introduce yourself quickly?
Yes, I'm Lucy with my sidekick Parker, and we are from Doggy Style Market.
And tell me what Doggy Style Market is.
It is London's largest indoor market, so it's within Zone 1.
Super central, isn't it?
Super central, a celebration of doggies, big and small, and their owners. And it's a great kind of Sunday market style where you come, lots of traders, there's beer for the owners,
oh
and
gosh.
You can walk around and shop till you drop.
So the first one was, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Yes. Just 3 weeks. 14th of October.
Oh my God. I feel like I should be honest with the audience now that we actually recorded this last week and then stupid Kim managed to somehow delete the entire audio track.
I'm not commenting.
No, definitely stupid me. You can tell I'm new to podcasting because I'm like, I've just deleted everything, Lucy. Can you come back?
Fine.
And bless her, she's so sweet to have come back. So we're actually like, we're just having the conversation
we're
again.
We're reliving the dream. I'm also back, of course, to see you,
but also
to try the lovely vegan treats
I know.
That are next door.
Oh my gosh, guys. So next door to the office is possibly the best vegan bakery in all of London called Cupcakes and Shit. Shout out to the girls. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And they are a very dangerous company to live next door to.
Yeah, this is my second visit and I've already had 2 meals, basically. So, yeah.
So last week they had us with what we had, these
vegan sausage
yes. rolls, which were delicious. Then we had
pain au chocolat.
A pain au chocolat. And then we just got pain au chocolat again.
And
then
I had a breakfast coffee because I arrived early. By accident.
I mean, yeah, I was super impressed with your earliness, by the way.
I walked across the river to Elephant Castle.
To the south side.
To the south side, and I figured after such a lovely walk in the cold, I deserved a treat.
Absolutely.
As did Parker, so he had his own little treat.
Oh, bless him.
Whilst I ate mine.
Parker is just behind Lucy, sitting on the on the armrest of the couch, just looking absolutely adorable. He looks like a regal prince.
He does today.
He's very dapper today. I love his little harness as well. He's very cute.
I love that one. It's got a fur, like, well, not fur, but like it's got a thicker lining.
It's like fleecy on the inside, isn't
so it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it keeps him a bit warm. Obviously, I don't think he really needs it, but it looks nice.
I don't know. It's pretty cold. It's a lot colder this week than it was
last
week.
And it's on his little chest, so you know where they have less fur underneath. I feel that it keeps him warm. Bless you, Parky.
He is adorable. And the two of you together are just the magic duo.
Aww.
Honestly, he looks up to you in such a lovely way. So he's like, what's Mum doing? Oh, yeah, she's cool. She's chill.
Yeah, normally with treats at hand.
I mean, bribery is the way to any dog's heart. And to my heart as well, guys. So, you know, send cheesecake. I'm all for it.
Any kind of vegan chocolate.
Actually, most vegan foods. Yeah, I would happily look at anyone adoringly if they fed me.
Delicious. I love it. I love it.
So enough about food and how amazing... And how much weight I'm putting on by eating cupcakes and shit all the time.
I mean, let's not discuss that. It's kind of like it's November nearly.
Yeah,
it's coming into Christmas. We can't worry about this.
Absolutely. I'm not worried. I'm probably more worried about my bank account.
Because of your lovely trip.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, guys, I haven't officially announced this, but I am heading off to Antarctica. Which is going to be super exciting, the end of November, beginning of December. So I'm going to be away, but I am planning to schedule podcasts for whilst I'm away.
I hope so.
I'm not quite sure how that's going to look yet, but considering I'm not very good at this, you know, just delete the entire
I'll
thing.
I'll happily come back next week.
Yeah, Lucy might be coming into the office and just submitting stuff to
yeah,
podcasts.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Just for the bakery. Just.
I'll leave you like a little gift card just for like Pau Chocolat.
I love that. Excellent.
Deal. All right. So there's going to be no lack of communication whilst I'm gone. But I have you back in again.
You do.
To talk about Doggy Styles Market.
Yes. So we launched it in October. So the first one was the 14th of October on a Sunday. At a great venue in Waterloo, underneath the arches, underneath Waterloo Station, called 26 Leek Street.
Which is actually famous in its own right. That entire tunnel is really well known for having graffiti.
Graffiti, yeah. So Banksy, I think, I want to say 2005, but that might be wrong. So Banksy was painting and doing his art there. And then he started the Cannes Festival, which basically... As in the Cannes Film Festival, but like a spray can, the Cannes Festival.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, so then it became a graffiti area. The government and the local council really liked it, so they made it. I think it's the longest graffiti tunnel in Europe.
Wow.
Again, don't quote me on that, but I think that is it. So it's a really cool urban cultural area. It connects Lower Marsh to, like, the South Bank side, the Lower Marsh Street to the South Bank side. It's like a cut-through.
It goes under Waterloo Station.
Right under.
Which is probably one of the busiest stations in central London.
Yeah, well, they're regenerating that whole area, so there's lots of stuff.
Yeah, tell me about it. My rent's going up.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's
Central
I think
London
it
living.
Be, yeah, I think it will be great in the long run. So for now, it's a great opportunity for me, to shout out to my lovely guys at Shout About London who donated me the venue for the event.
They're amazing.
They're great. So it's like three interlocking arches, the unused railway arches. So it's very tall, high ceilings, very kind of untouched. There's lots of exposed brick.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really
it has kind of
place.
Like a Brooklyn vibe to it,
yeah,
which
it
I love. Like
and it's like an underground.
Yeah,
type
it's like
thing.
Super
yeah.
secret. Like no one knows about it until they're there, and then it kind of bam blows people
it's
away.
Massive. It's
I love
a huge
it. Venue. I love it. Well, that's how we first met, isn't it? From
it's a vegan ting.
Shout out to the V-Gang.
Shout out to Danny and Angelina.
So I go to this amazing, probably my favourite. A favourite vegan food festival, which is called It's a Vegan Ting.
Yeah.
Find them on Facebook, Instagram, they're everywhere. They're absolutely epic. And I just got chatting to the team, and then somehow dog stuff was involved.
Yes. And then I think I came to one of them.
And yeah, and then we met and we're like, oh my God, we're besties.
Yeah, you've got dogs, I've got a dog.
Dog what, people are strange.
Yeah, people who don't like dogs, I find strange.
Oh, they're always a bit sketchy, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm like, always a bit dubious.
What don't you like about them? Like, how can you not see what we see?
Yeah, I agree. Especially, I mean, I love all dogs, but especially, Parker is a pug.
Yeah.
So, obviously, he's so small, and most of yours are, like, tiny, aren't they?
They're tiny.
So, you're like, how could you not love them?
I know. It was always really awkward. We were just talking before we went on camera.
On camera.
I'll get the lingo eventually.
Thank goodness we're not on camera. Like we were saying,
we're literally covered in chocolate. Before we went on air, we were just talking about it, and, like, dating and stuff like that. And, When someone was like, don't like dogs, I'm like, well, it was really nice knowing you. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, the dog makes the final decision, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've always been really, really cautious about introducing people to my dogs. Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is totally not what we were supposed to be talking about.
Yeah, no, we're like,
but this is great.
This is what we did last time, so it's fine.
It's probably why it deleted itself. It's like those girls were just, like, nattering on about God knows what.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you know... If Someone you don't like dogs. A dog or you don't like my dog, then I'm sorry. Absolutely. I don't really like you.
Absolutely. I always waited until 3 dates before I introduced someone to my dogs. It's like they're so my funny. Kids, you know.
And then were you like, right, we'll meet in a public area.
No, absolutely. And then I was really cautious as to which ones they got to meet. And I'm like, oh, well, this dog like... Oh, I don't... I sometimes take Chaplin because, like, Chaplin, the Saluki... he's a little bit skittish. Yeah. And if I wasn't sure about things or I'm not sure how that guy's going to act in a certain situation, I'd take Chappers with me. And if they were all like, oh my God, there's a dog! I'd be like, okay, no, this is too much, bye. But if they're like, hi, nice to meet you, Chaplin, like crouch down to his level, you know, gave him treats and stuff. It's like, yep, sold.
You're in.
Is it.
Date four is coming.
We've planned it now. I'll bring more dogs.
Yeah. You don't know what you've let yourself in for.
But sometimes, actually, on the online dating, guys would message me because I had a dog picture in my profile, but I didn't talk about them in my profile, really, apart from, I've got 5 dogs, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I would just go on to whatever else was interesting about me. Not that much outside of dogs, actually.
What is life outside of dogs? All right?
But guys would message me and be like, you know, can we just go for a dog walk? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, hello.
Is this like a dog pimping service? Like, what's happening here? Yeah, it's so weird. The number of people that messaged me being like, can we go for a dog walk? I'm like, hi, my name's Kim, by the way. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
Or they would message me like, oh my God, is that a Pomeranian? I'm like, hi.
They do steal the show, don't they?
I mean, Parker's just looking at me now, and, you know, Lucy might as well not be here because he's just simply gorgeous.
But you are going to start a dog cast, aren't you?
I know.
The doggy pod.
I know, the dog pod, yeah. Maybe that's what I should have called this, actually.
Yeah. Well, yes, maybe. I was just thinking of having all the dogs together.
Oh my gosh.
Like the doggy chorus.
That would be adorable.
I know.
Oh, so many ideas, guys, involving
dogs.
So
many ideas.
I have like so many ideas for pictures and photos and videos of stuff that I want to do with the dogs.
You do great pictures. Your Instagram is great.
Oh,
and the ones you took last time.
The ones I took last
time.
Of Parker. Yeah. Oh,
which
magic...
will be released tomorrow.
Yeah, guys. Well, this probably won't go live
on Halloween.
Tomorrow. Halloween.
Yes.
Look at Doggy Star Market's picture. And that was, you know, taken by me on my iPhone.
I will credit you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. So, back to the market.
Yes.
Okay, Doggy Star's Market, which was incredible. Absolutely loved it. It was on the same day as the Dogs of Instagram event.
Yes, so it was lovely.
We came along, you know, all the soaking wet people and soaking wet doggies. We had a blast. It was absolutely amazing. But I did not spend enough time looking at all the vendors. So tell me who was there.
Yes, well, I'd like to add, nor did I, because it was so busy. for the first event, just quickly, when I saw the rain in the morning, I was like, oh goodness, it's such a worry. Like any event that you put on, you want it to be a success and you want people to turn up. And it's a real kind of anxious kind of fear
absolutely.
That you have, right?
Especially in the rain. And you're kind of new to the whole doggy event planning stuff as well.
I mean, I love my dog. I love dog stuff. That's as far as my, like, ability ran. I say ran in the past tense because now I'm a pro.
No. Oh, yeah, no. Now she's, like, you know, in charge of every dog event in London now.
I wish. So it was a delight to have so many people turn up. So thank you to everyone who came. And the brands were fantastic. Mm. So because we were so busy, I didn't really get time to shop around. You know, there were so many brands that I wanted to buy things from. But I'll run through kind of who we had. We had a real mix. So we wanted to get brands there who aren't just like your everyday brand. You're not going to find them at Pets at Home, which is
absolutely
nothing wrong with that. But there's no point in kind of recreating something that you can get in every pet store.
Well, this is why I loved it so much. And I loved connecting you with all the people as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about supporting small businesses. And a lot of them were my personal friends.
Yeah.
And they were based in London, or I've worked with them before, and I'm
like
you know,
family
what?
Run.
Well, exactly. And I think that that's so important, you know, that it's not just some big corporation. I mean, there's nothing wrong with big companies, but I feel that if you want to be highlighting the best of the UK brands, you definitely need to include independent brands.
You need
brands
to look at the artisanal brands. You need to look at
absolutely.
The ones who are doing something different, something new.
Yeah.
So we had just to kick off, we had Bark London there, who are great.
Mm-hmm.
So they had just finished a Kickstarter campaign for their new harnesses. So they they had a couple at the market. They have these already in their collection. They have really beautiful leather collars and leads. But they were adding this harness collection, which I love. And when they are ready to be bought, I will buy one for Parker.
Well, the collars and leads were beautiful in any case.
Oh, yeah. I just don't use them. Collar on him, but I mean, beautiful. I think they had a great day. They look pretty. You can tell the quality. You can tell. I think with the smaller brands as well, nearly all brands. I think if you're going to do a brand, you really put your heart and soul into it. But I think it's really nice to like grow and meet brands when they're
absolutely.
Small, and to meet the founders and chat
yeah.
to like you know the inspiration behind
yeah.
it and why you did it. It's great. So it was a great opportunity for dog lovers all around London to come with their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a very dog-friendly event. And
which is also unusual because, like, we do have big dog events in London. But most
don't
of them,
allow you to take your
you
dog.
You can't take your dogs, which is insane.
So that was my prerequisite.
Yes.
100% doggies have to be allowed, of all sizes. So long as they're well-behaved, they are more than welcome to come.
Brilliant.
And that will happen for our next event, which I'll talk to you about later.
Oh,
but
we have an exclusive, guys.
We do. Drum roll. we had Bark London, who were great. We had the bottom sniffer beer and Prosecco for the doggies, which is
always
great.
Always a
just
favourite.
Just to have, you know.
Absolutely.
Alongside
Absolutely.
The bar with the beer and pizza for humans. We had to have some doggy beer.
Oh,
so
fantastic stuff.
That was good. Then we had some really great foodie brands such as Butternut Box, who are like a food subscription.
So Butternut Box, actually, I've known since the beginning. Since almost
how long? 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Since
maybe
they
not that
started.
Long,
actually, it probably is about 2 years because we'd only just moved to London. And I met the founders, Kevin Dave, who are the loveliest people in the entire world.
Yeah.
And Dave just fell in love with Houdini, and we had this meeting in a coffee shop, and he was just holding Houdini like a baby and just rocking him. And I'm like, yeah, I want to know more about this company because these guys are passionate about dogs. And it's, I used to cook for my dogs previously.
Did you, from scratch?
I did, from scratch. Well, I'm trained in canine nutrition, so getting it balanced was something that, you know, was important to me. But with 5 dogs, all different ages, different sizes, it's hard work. It really is.
You need, like, sous chefs,
oh
kitchen
staff. Oh, my God. In my dreams, this is what I have. I mean, my dogs probably already think they have that.
Yes. They think you're everything.
But 2 of the dogs are actually on Butternut Box, and it's amazing.
Oh,
it arrives.
Yeah.
It's all freshly cooked, and it's frozen in packets, individual packets for each day. And you just thaw it out and give it to your dogs. And
excellent.
It does look better than what I used to home cook for them.
Yeah, not that you would say that, right?
I mean, the dogs were never that fussy about my food, but they go crazy for Butternut Box. So yeah, two of the little ones are on Butternut Box and they love it. And you know, at the beginning when they were a lot smaller, they were so sweet. I had loads of foster dogs, including Chaplin actually.
Yes.
He started as a foster dog.
Aww.
And so yeah, it was 2 years ago. They used to send me extra food for the fosters.
Oh, bless them.
They support a lot of dog charities in London.
Yeah, I think
in
on their website
well. Yeah,
quite a lot.
They're really fantastic. So, you know, I'm really impressed with how much they've grown, and the product's still really good. You know, it's not one of those things that has lost quality over the years.
Yeah. I think that having like a subscription box is good for pet owners. You know, I'm terrible with buying my food for Parker in that I will buy as much as I can carry on one trip, and then I'm like down to the last two and I'm like panicking.
I do that all the
go.
Time.
And it's all a bit of a stress for me. But,
absolutely.
So I like the idea of having a subscription box.
Yeah.
And on the day, they went down really well. You know, I think they had quite a lot of people sign up for them.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, which is great.
Good stuff.
So that was good. We also had, your friend and now my dear friend, Ros, by Benji.
Oh, my gosh.
The biltong treats that everybody eats.
It's the puppy crack, I swear to God.
It really is.
I mean, I use this a lot with my training clients, and I have never met a dog that doesn't like
Ros had people trying it on the day.
One of my clients actually orders it just for herself. Like, the dog's lucky to get a look in.
Yeah.
But the owner loves it. She'll just sit there. She used to sit there in puppy class and just eat it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, some of my dog friends from my, like, dog group in Covent Garden, they were eating it and they were like, it's delicious, and kind of going back for more. Ros was like, have what you like.
She's amazing.
Like.
And, you know, they're another UK company, and they have just worked so hard to build this brand.
But it's so simple.
Absolutely.
And it's just, you know, I think a lot of companies, I think all of the companies who I had there, and there are many other examples, you know, they really concentrate on their core thing.
Yeah.
And get it right.
Absolutely.
You know, there are so many companies who are like, we're going to do a bit of everything, and actually nothing is quite there.
Yeah.
But, you know, like by Benji, like the Rockstar, brands like that, who really do, they're like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. And we're going to do the best.
Yeah, and it's going to be the best that we can possibly offer. And I think that's really important, because then you know that you're buying quality. From independent brands, you know, I really believe that.
Which, you know, I think is something that's really important for me as well. Having five dogs, I want to know that they're getting the best food possible, which, you know, leads us onto Rockstar, which is the number one dog food in
the
world.
That, so that was Houdini. Was that
Houdini?
What you told me last time?
Okay, so
I love this story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, you get to hear it again now. So 2-ish years ago, Zoe and I, Zoe is the CEO and founder, and, you know, her and her husband, Sven, they started the Rockstar because they rescued Rockstar from being a street dog, basically.
Yeah.
They cut their honeymoon short and came back to the UK with this street dog. And
They're lovely.
They're just the loveliest people ever.
So
but
lovely.
Rockstar himself is just magic, because he is probably about 18, could be up to 21 years old. He's an old dog. And when they noticed that he wasn't doing really well on commercially available food, they, you know, this is how dedicated they are to their dog, guys.
Which is such a great story.
Right? They basically designed an entire dog food for their dog so that he could live longer and enjoy his meals.
Yeah.
And not they just, like, did a little bit of
cooking. There is love in every single bit of
They, like, got the number one nutritionist in the whole of Europe to design this food for the dog that was going to be so good in this and help prevent arthritis and help do this, etc., etc. And Rockstar is absolutely amazing. So Zoe and I started chatting on Instagram. You know, big shout out to the Instagram crew, by the way.
Yes, everyone on Instagram.
Everyone's amazing on Instagram. It's such a great community. But we started chatting on the gram, and she was like, oh, why don't you try this food for Houdini, who at the time was 16, and he was acting like an old man. He was walking really slowly. He just kind of hated life a little bit.
Yeah.
He was really tired all the time. So she just sent me some of these tins of food, which were like, they were unlabeled. You know, I was like,
what is this
stuff? Within probably about 3 weeks or a month, Houdini did a total 180. He was like a different dog. He was so energetic. His mood had changed. His walking had changed. He was running all over the place. And every time he was fed Rockstar, it was absolutely incredible watching him. First of all, he devoured his food and he'd always been a fussy eater. But the change in his stools, in the shininess in his eyes, in his coat, absolutely everything.
It's funny you should mention the eyes, because Zoe kindly gave me some packets to give to Parker. And actually, I think I said it to you last time.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
He did like 3 days. And I swear, his eyes looked clearer. He looked like he was ready.
Honestly, the food is made out of magic.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Houdini. A lot of my other friends and clients have changed to Rockstar and they've seen total transformations in their dog.
Yeah.
So Houdini has been exclusively on Rockstar for the last 2 years. He's now 18, probably more. You know, he's an old dog now. But I went to the vets a few weeks ago and they're like, oh, is he about 4 or 5? And I'm like, what? I mean, it was a locum vet.
He doesn't look.
He doesn't. Everyone that meets him will guess about 5, 6. Some people have said maybe 8. And when you say 18, they're like, oh, 18 months. I'm like, no.
18 years.
Yeah. He's an old dog. You know, he's hardly got any teeth now. And he is starting to show some signs of arthritis now. And sadly, the Rockstar food does not cure dementia.
Yes.
But the rest of him is just in perfect health. He healed so fast after breaking his leg 2 years ago as well.
Yeah, because you thought he's lasted, hasn't he? He's lasted longer.
Oh my god, he's just gonna blooming live forever. Yeah. I mean, no, I wish
I love
he was.
Him.
I know, he's just, oh god, it's so gonna make cute. Me sad again, guys, because Houdini's at the point now where he needs to be possibly put to sleep pretty soon because his dementia is just getting so bad.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, nothing to do with the food. He's just an old dog and his body has lasted so long. And I think thanks to Rockstar, his mind hasn't been able to catch up with that. So
bless him. I mean, he's had a fantastic life.
I know. He's travelled the world. You know, how many dogs can say that they've lived in so many different cities in so many different countries?
And like, yours.
I know. He's the best. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get emotional again.
All right. I'm sorry.
Next food.
Right,
next
we'll
food.
Go on. So which other food did we have? We had
Neo
and Nobu.
Oh, Neo and Nobu.
Who I love.
Oh my gosh.
I love their biscuits. They do really great peanut butter for dogs.
They do.
And it's just beautiful. It looks like a very artisanal delicatessen for doggies. And you want to eat it yourself. Yeah. They're like pink biscuits.
Oh, I've tried it. I haven't tried the biscuits. I've tried the peanut butter.
Is it nice?
It tastes really good.
I haven't tried it. I should get some, but I need to. I like how they personalise everything. So I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah.
And they started, I think Kai recently has started to do like the jars.
Yes.
So you have like a personal jar and then you have your treats in them, which I think is
a cute idea. Yeah, especially coming up to Christmas as well. Yeah.
Perfect gift.
They do the City Dog Expert custom biscuits as well that I send out for thank yous and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or when I'm late for a podcast like I was last week, I'm like, here you go.
Yeah. Okay, that was lovely. Parker loved it. Thank you very much.
But yeah, their stuff is really, really unique. No one else in the UK is doing anything like that.
No, not quite like that.
So yeah, their stuff is fantastic. It's always really good to see them at events as well because people can see how good it looks.
It's just beautiful. They had their Halloween treats there, which are little pumpkins and bats. And they're beautifully iced. It's literally like a children's party. Like the quality is phenomenal. And they just look amazing. So
they really do.
I mean, I don't want my dog to eat them. I want to just take pictures of him next to them.
Yeah, they are very photographic as well.
So we had those. Then we had lots of kind of different brands. We had Ellery Bow, who do accessories and apparel and really, really beautiful bandanas.
Ooh.
They've got lovely knitted snoods as well and lots of colours. Yeah.
I think I walked past, but I didn't get to. There was a huge queue of people around them.
Oh, they're so.
I mean, from what I saw, the snoods were gorgeous.
I love the snoods. I love
absolutely
the snoods.
Gorgeous.
There's a lot on their Instagram at the moment of the little snoods, which is so cute.
Yeah.
So we had those there. Florence and Otty, who do personalised portraits.
Oh,
so they kind of do cards and stuff, but they're all hand-drawn and of your dog, and they had little bow ties and bandanas, which were really cute.
That's amazing.
It's a lovely brand. It's a young pair who own it, and I love it. It's just such a lovely
brand. Are they London-based?
Yes, they're London-based.
Oh, fantastic.
So I think they're in for the next one, which we'll share later.
Oh, guys.
Then we had Unalfie, who, again, lots of beautiful accessories. Mm-hmm. Really lovely rope leads with quite nice buckles, if I remember. I mean, I didn't really get the chance to look at everything. But everyone who was there was things that I would buy.
Yes.
So I really stuck true to myself and was
absolutely.
Like, I would buy that for my dog. So yeah. I kind of live by this rule for lots of things in my life. I'm like, if I would do it, I think there's got to be a lot of other people who would.
Yeah.
As much as I like to think I'm really unique.
And, you know, that was what was really nice about the market, actually, that there was so much variety.
Yes.
So if you don't like buying leather products, oh, we have some really nice rope products here as well. Oh, and some lovely handmade bandanas and bow ties.
Yeah, a whole mixture.
Absolutely.
A whole mixture. The Slumbering Hound, who were... Mm-hmm. At the front as you walked in, on the right, opposite Woof's to Kitty's. You know the big, with all the pizzles, which we'll talk about later.
Oh my gosh.
But they, Slumbering Hound, had beautiful things. They had lovely pillows, but they had quite a lot of homeware stuff as well.
Their stuff is beautiful.
Yeah, so I bought, they had this wooden kind of, I don't know what it
was
would
a
be,
dog,
back in, with the doggy hooks on.
Perfect, so hanging the leaves on.
Yeah, so very that, nice. I haven't put it up yet, but that will go up in my flat for Parker.
She was telling me, the lady, because I was leaving and I was telling her
I think
about...
I think it's D.
I just remember she has a greyhound.
Yes.
Because I was chatting about Chaplin and how fussy he is about sleeping in certain places and stuff like that. And they have these beautiful travel beds that roll up. And we were talking about different sizes and stuff, and all the fabrics are just amazing that they have, like really high quality products.
A lot of those. I think Slumbering Hound, you know, Teddy Maximus, Cozy Canine, all of those, their product and the quality is amazing. Again,
absolutely.
Everyone there, you could tell that there's so much love and thought put into the products that they're designing or that they're selling.
Can you guys hear Parker? He's acting as guard dog.
He's wanted
someone
attention.
Outside the office.
So we had Pet Hates Toys, who...
Oh, my gosh.
...are hilarious. So they're like plush dog toys. Jeremy Corbyn, Theresa May, and Boris Johnson.
So for all of our non-UK listeners, or non-EU
it's
listeners...
It's prime time.
These are basically toys in the shape with the face of political characters, basically.
They're like cartoon mini... characters.
They are absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And they were going down a treat.
Oh yeah, I know. I had one of my friends who has a little female pug called Delphi. Delphi Doodles on Instagram. She takes amazing pictures. They bought all three because they couldn't decide. And there's a really funny picture. I think it's still on their Instagram of Delphi sat next to all three of them
the
bus on the way home. And it's so cute. Like, and lots of people have had other friends who came to the market but didn't buy on the day because there was just lots to see and lots going on. Who have also said to me, you know, can you let us know where we can get them from? So,
brilliant.
Yeah, and they're a very new brand.
Such a great idea. I mean, I can't believe no one's done it before, to be honest.
I mean, it's an endless opportunity there, isn't there, for every character.
Every political character under the sun.
Oh, just any character.
Well, that's
you
true.
Anything,
that is true. But no, I meant to go and buy some of the products and I just totally forgot.
Yeah.
I think at that point I was like, I'm just so tired.
Yeah. I mean, all I bought was that hook from Slumbering Hound. But I need to go back to the mall and buy lots more.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so
but
many.
Just take all my money, guys. Just take it.
So we also had Scouts Honour there, who were our merit badges for dogs.
I
love this
these.
Brand. So they've really kind of looked at fun slogans and pictures for these merit badges. They sold bandanas. I think they were khaki and beige and green.
I love it.
Army green. Yeah. But they're so funny. They're great. So
absolutely
loads of those.
Amazing. Well, I mean, what a cute idea as
great
well.
Great idea. You know, not very expensive. I think they're certainly less than £10.
Yeah, they were affordable.
Yeah, really cute. But like a great little thing. If you know somebody who's got a dog Or maybe you don't want to buy more clothes for your own. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to buy more clothes? But like, maybe you've just like, I've actually got enough for my dog.
Yeah.
You can customise your outfit so it gives them a bit more individuality.
No, it's just so clever.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminded me of like when I was a girl guide back in the day, for that whole month that I was a girl guide. Winning all the badges, you like.
Did you win badges?
I mean, you know, you have to like make tea for old people and stuff, and you get some kind of hospitality badge. Yeah, you're like, what is that? I'll open the door for you. Here, have a badge.
Yeah,
you know, it kind of reminded me of that. And I was like, oh, my dog should be in on this. You know,
yeah, for sure. I love that. So now they can be. You know?
I love them.
Lots of good boy ones, Richard. I mean. They've got a great selection, and I love those. I really like the idea. I think it's really cute.
Oh, fantastic.
The lovely Holly, who you know at Teddy Maximus was there. With
Holly
her.
Is just a superstar.
Beautiful. Her harnesses are to die for.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
gosh.
Her bat, everything.
Everything. Especially the Liberty Print stuff.
Yes, I love
that. I mean,
Liberty
this is high end quality dog products.
This is something which is a real treat. It's something for a birthday or for Christmas.
Absolutely.
That, you know, you don't buy your dog this every day.
No.
But
they're investment pieces that are going to last a long time.
So
I mean,
beautiful.
We've had some of our Teddy Maximus accessories for years.
I see you've got a cushion.
I've got the cushion.
I love
there's a carrier there. There's another carrier in the car. There's endless bow ties on the bow tie rack in the flat. The products last a really, really long time. And she has a whole new vegan range out as well.
Oh, great.
Which is
I didn't know
superb.
That.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh.
I mean,
she's
her,
just magnificent.
Yeah, she's great. She had a great variety.
Yes.
Which I liked for all dogs of all sizes.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Sometimes you can pigeonhole yourself to be like, I'm just going to do small dog things. But actually, she had so much variety, and I saw quite a few people go in there with like and then coming away with Teddy Maximus goodies.
Absolutely. No, her stuff is amazing. And you know, there's things I can buy for Chaplin. Chaplin has the most beautiful bandana that's customized with his name on. And we wear it when we're walking through town because everyone's like, what's his name? And you know, now there's one that has his name on.
I love it.
But it lasts, you know. He goes in the River Thames with it. You just give it a rinse afterwards, and it's perfect.
And that's the quality.
Absolutely.
The quality.
Love Holly and her
stuff. I loved her stuff. So we also, the Cozy Canine Company were there too, who do kind of like satchels, over the shoulder bags, and they have little holes on them.
Oh.
They're waterproof, so they're almost like a waxy finish.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and beautiful patterns.
Yeah.
Like florals and doggies and quite unique prints. But they have like this little hole on where you can, the poo bags, so
oh,
you
that's
just pull
so
them out.
Clever.
Yeah.
I didn't see those.
Yeah.
Damn.
They were up near the step and repeat board.
Okay.
Yeah, the other side of Wonder Dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to look them
up
now.
I mean, it sounds huge. They were near the step and repeat
board. The step and repeat board was amazing.
Oh, I loved it.
Was
that
amazing.
Was a little treat for everybody. And now I'm like, we're going to get those every time.
Absolutely.
So the Rockster were there, who we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Then we had the Sausage Bros, who I love. I mean, the two girls who run it have got two really cute sausage doggies.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they do ramps for dogs.
I think
last time we discussed it, you know, whether they're just short-legged dogs who need help getting up onto a level. Or an injured dog.
Absolutely.
Or recovery, you know. They're good for lots of things. And they actually sold really well
fantastic.
On the day.
I mean, sausage dogs, definitely. Bassets, all of those long-backed dogs shouldn't be jumping up and down.
Because they get the back problems, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I know people that have sausage dogs that won't let them do stairs. And whenever I have a client, I'm like, just be careful with the stairs, guys.
Yeah.
Especially if they're super long.
Well, I carry his Royal Pugness. He's 10 kilos
of
pure pug muscle. He is. He's a very fit puggy.
He is.
But I carry him up 3 flights of stairs where my flat is. So there's no lift. It's a converted building.
Gosh.
Every day, 3 times a day, I carry him.
That's dedication.
Because I heard once that climbing too many stairs can give help. Well, will give them arthritis. It will damage their legs. And pugs... and Frenchies and Bulldogs have this thing with the knee where sometimes it comes out, like the knee joint goes funny. I forget the terminology, the proper term for it. But I lift him.
Oh my gosh.
Up these stairs every day.
But you know what? Even just, you know, regular everyday dogs, the jumping, the impact of going from a high surface, a bed or a sofa, onto the floor is not good for them at all, especially if it's a hard floor like wood or concrete or something like that. I mean, Houdini broke his leg a few years ago doing exactly that. Aww. My dogs are not allowed on the furniture for that reason. The four little ones are very prone. Well, their breeds are very prone to having meat on them.
And they're so tiny, aren't they?
I mean, look, you know, you look at the size of Broadway compared to a huge jump off a sofa.
Yeah.
It's quite big. It's like us scaling a 10-foot wall and jumping off.
Sure.
Well, maybe a 6-foot wall.
Yeah. But which I would probably do.
I still wouldn't do. Oh, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, I'm not sure about this. I think my dogs are braver than me.
Yeah.
Says the girl about to go to the South Pole.
Exactly.
But anyway.
You're going on the most fantastic adventure.
But no, Houdini, he snapped his cruciate when he was jumping from a sofa onto the floor. And for just an everyday dog, that isn't safe.
Yeah.
So using a ramp or using stairs.
It's a great idea. I'm surprised nobody else has done it.
No, absolutely.
And it actually
I mean, you can buy ramps online. I mean, they have been around for a while, but these ones...
Oh, they're so pretty.
Beautiful.
Lovely colours, really nicely made. Wooden ramps, little sides. Just really nice, really easy. Like, you can just slip them up, put them away. They're not going to interfere too much with
the
rest of your furniture.
You know, that they'll match your decor. You don't have to keep putting it in and out because you're hiding it from embarrassment.
And a good price point.
Affordable, which is nice.
Yeah, which is good. So we had those. We had Tommy, which is another newish accessory range, who do really beautiful bandanas and bow ties. Again,
beautiful.
Loads of patterns. Such a great variety of colours. From Chloe and her dog Tommy.
Amazing.
So it's a really cute story. Again, that was a family run. I mean, a lot of the businesses there were kind of family run.
Yeah.
I think Unalfie had their kids there as well. So that was a proper
2.4
family.
Yeah,
it was so good. Then we had Wonder Dog, who were pet trained in.
Yes.
Who were great, you know.
They were so lovely.
Yeah.
We spoke about this last time, but before she'd started doing her classes, she came and kind of shadowed my puppy classes.
Yeah.
And she's just so wonderful. And it's all about positive reinforcement training, which is what I agree with.
Yeah.
So it was
like
so
what
nice
you were saying to me earlier.
Yes. Yeah. We were,
and
we
I was
were
asking
doing
you
a little
for tips.
Cheeky 101 training prior to going live. But Wonder Dogs are absolutely incredible. You know, really, really good dog trainers in the area. They are really new to it, but they're well trained. So it's not.
And they're lovely.
You
know, I think everyone again who was there, everyone was just a delight to work with.
Yeah.
So easy to talk to. Really great with the customers and explaining. And it's very important, I think, for brands. Everything can be always too much online and. You can't see the quality, you don't know who's behind it. I think sometimes it's actually nice to get up, get out, go, like, as a dog owner, go to something like this, have a look around, try stuff on, feel stuff, taste it, and meet the people behind the brand.
And, you know, these people are experts in their field.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk to someone who does harnesses or this, or you're looking for a dog bag for your dog. Go and talk to someone that makes that product.
And they will absolutely know what is the right product
exactly.
for your dog.
You know, instead of looking online, it's like, oh, measure your dog around the waist.
Yeah.
You're like, well, how's that going to fit around
the
neck?
Well, that was the whole reason.
You know?
That was one of the reasons for doing it, because buying stuff online is, by and large, impossible.
Yeah.
You know, I have only done it a couple of times for Parker. I would much rather try to find an independent pet store.
Yeah.
Or when I'm abroad, I'll go and look in the local pet designers.
Yes.
I always try to get different things. But it's really difficult to find something that will fit properly.
Absolutely.
So at the market, I think it was Holly who was like, you can try stuff on. And I was like, I will actually not ever leave your store. If I start, I'll be like, which one should I buy? I'd want everything.
But that's what makes the difference, you know. Like that attention to detail, being like, oh, we can do a next size up for you. How about we do this or we adjust this? That kind of stuff. And I think that's what's really important about the market that you did.
Yes.
Is people are connected directly with those brands.
Yeah, yeah.
Without having to go through a big pet shop.
And you know who you've spoken to. You've got the aftercare. Yeah. You know, if you need anything, someone will be there. You know the
Absolutely.
Person, you've met them.
Absolutely.
The other people who were there were Worcester Kitty. So the lovely Anita. They did grooming on the day. Which,
oh my God, they had the biggest queue of people outside for
so
them.
So there's, I mean, guys who are listening, they had so many great treats. Pizzle sticks were the biggest ones. Pizzle sticks, for those who don't know, is it balls, penis?
Yeah, it's balls, penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pizzle sticks or bully sticks, they're called in the US. Yeah.
So they are, I mean, some friends of mine came.
They're a hefty size.
Yeah, they have Fred, the Fred Bloomsbury, is he's on Instagram. They came along and Fred is a cockapoo.
Right.
So he's quite small. Anyway, he sniffed this pizzle stick and licked it. As my friends were leaving, I was like, what is that? They must have had one about a metre long.
Oh
they were
gosh.
Like, he licked it, he chewed it.
He loved it.
And they didn't know what it was until... and then you're like, oh no.
See, when I try and explain a bully stick or a pizzle stick, I'm like, oh, it's a long protein stick.
Yeah, but it's very long and very chewy and dogs go crazy
for it. Oh, they'd love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
That the stall, I mean, they had their grooming too, which there are some great pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which look like they're being groomed in like some high tech dance club because there's like all blue lights like behind
beautiful.
It. But they had a great store of like just natural products from deer antlers to pig's ears. I mean, maybe for the vegans and everyone amongst us, not quite what you want to buy. But the dogs,
my dogs eat that.
Yeah, the dogs were sniffing and all around this store. It was so funny. Anita and her team, when we finally had a bit of a lull, I was like, thank goodness. And they looked exhausted.
Oh, bless them.
But, you know, I guess that's a sign of success.
No, absolutely. And you know what was really nice? It was all natural products.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we joke about it being, you know, a bull penis, but it's not wasted. It's
exactly.
natural protein for them. And it's not like encouraging them to chew on plastic at a young age.
Or rawhide, which you definitely don't want.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those things that I would rather my dogs were having something that, to me, might be a bit gross. Pig's ears, chicken feet.
Yeah, I mean, the pig's ears stick.
Yeah, but I'd rather they were chewing on that than they were chewing on, I won't name the company, but, you know, those puppy bones that are basically plastic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. No.
You know,
they're not good.
I would always much rather they were chewing on a natural product than a plastic product.
Well, I got given some ostrich crisps.
Oh, yes.
For Parker at the end, which, thank you, Anita. he absolutely loved them.
So Parker's excited for them to come back.
Oh, yes. Completely. He was like, what is this? I can smell
gosh.
It from here.
Oh.
So yeah, we had a great mix. It was a great day.
It was such a nice day as well. I mean, the day outside was not nice. It was horrible torrential rain in London.
That's why it's so great that so many people came.
Yeah.
But we did a competition, which is something that I think moving forward we will do every time now. So we did an Instagram competition on the day, take a picture, the best picture of the dog at the market will win a prize. So
I totally missed that.
Oh, well, it's on the Instagram. The prize was Bumper. It was basically something donated from every brand.
Oh, that's incredible.
So I think it was Slice of Pie, a little French bulldog who won it in the end. It's on the Instagram. Yeah, I mean, I took Parker and I delivered it because they were central London. So we were like, I tied it in with a walk and it looked
so
really
sweet.
Cute. Yeah, but it was a huge bag with something from everybody.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
so
absolutely amazing.
Next time we will do that.
Speaking of
next
time, guys, we have our exclusive here. So when is the next market?
Next market is Sunday the 9th of December.
You
so
had
it's
it here
finally
first.
Confirmed. Yay! I mean,
Christmas market.
It's going to be called a doggy style Christmas at 26 Leek Street.
Oh, I love that.
Pretty much the same format as last time. Obviously, lots of Christmas, winter wonderland kind of jazz. 12 till 6 p.m. I believe is the time it will
be. But everyone can check on the Instagram.
Yeah,
and
online,
on
doggystylemarket.com.
Brilliant.
So over the next week, we'll be updating that. I literally, you're the first person I've announced it to, so it's breaking
news. Oh, my gosh,
news.
Guys.
Maybe when this aired, it won't be breaking news.
I know.
But
I'll try not to delete everything
this time. Yeah, you definitely did hear it. But that's what I said. Maybe that's why it was good
Maybe.
That you deleted it so
Maybe.
Then I could come back.
The little gremlins in my computer decided, no, we're just going to wait.
And
we're going to get it back again.
Give it for you. But the one thing we haven't touched on is the whole reason of doing Doggy Style Market. So it's giving back. Like, I'm a massive animal lover, as I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it was decided before I even looked at doing a market or what I was going to do that we would raise some money for charity. So we raised money for All Dogs Matter at the last event.
Which are an amazing London-based charity.
Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely
really
incredible.
They're All Dogs Matter on all the social handles, so you can find them. They're tagged in a lot of our posts. And we raised £1,615 for them.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, which is a really good amount to raise. And
that's a huge amount.
Yeah. Door entry, which is why we charge on the door. It's not, you know, the 100% of that money goes to the charity. So it's not actually taking money off of people who are coming in. It's it's a donation, really.
Well, this is why I was so keen to work with you guys, because rescue dogs are so important to me.
Yeah.
And All Dogs Matter are just such a remarkable team of people.
Yeah, they're
and
lovely.
They do so much good work that when I heard that it was all for charity, I'm like, yep, let's get on board. Like, this is going
to
be amazing.
It's great. I feel like it's a good thing to give back.
Absolutely. You
know? And I'm very much, like, as much as I could raise for them, I would raise.
Yeah.
It's really close to my heart. I'm definitely, I think as I've mentioned to you before, I'm going to get a rescue as my next dog. Yeah, and, you know, charity is really close to my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm all up for saving dogs.
Perfect.
But it might sound crazy, but that is
come on, coming from a lady that has 5 rescue dogs,
yes,
I mean,
exactly.
That's not crazy.
Exactly. So we haven't decided on the charity for next one. So
okay.
Again, that will be updated, but
fantastic.
It will be the same format. The door sales will go
brilliant.
Will go to the charity, which is great. And dogs can come of any size.
Absolutely. You know, that's the most fun thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because they do have great dog events, but that aren't dog friendly.
Yeah, you have to be able
to. It doesn't
to
make sense
dog.
To me.
So. Aren't we doing something for you at this one?
Oh, yes, guys. Yes. So every year, I mean, a lot of you will probably know this already if you've been following me for a while, but I do Christmas boxes for homeless dogs. So we put food, treats, toys, blankets, anything like that that would be useful for a few days of someone living out on the streets with their dogs or in a hostel with their dogs. So we're going to have a little area at the next market for any donations.
We say little.
I know. We're going to have an entire tunnel. So if you guys are coming to the Doggy Starve Market, make sure you have a little rummage through all your dog stuff.
Yeah.
See if there's any
old... It can
old...
be used, can't it?
Absolutely.
Just so long as it's
generally
in a usable
used stuff is
condition.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, leads, harnesses, collars,
any
blankets.
Treats that you don't... That
treats
your dog doesn't
perfect.
Like. You
food.
Know.
Make sure the food is unopened, though. We can't give out opened food, sadly. But treats are always something that's really good. Tennis balls, squeaky toys. Ideally, if they're kind of indestructible ones.
Yes,
a lot of the dogs are staffies or quite strong chewers. So a little variety. But some of the dogs are super tiny as well.
Yeah.
So a little mix of things.
And blankets. Things to keep
blankets
warm.
Are perfect. We can't take towels, though, sadly.
Oh, okay.
Because they do need to be washed quite often. And obviously someone's out on the street, they don't have the ability to wash things. Any donations like that would be absolutely amazing. Any of the
vendors we'll have
don't want to
take
stuff home at the end of the day, they can hand it over as well, which would be absolutely incredible.
Great.
But yeah, that would be absolutely fantastic. Sadly, I will be chilling with penguins.
I'm very sad. I'm very jealous.
I will be thinking of you all at the market while I'm down south. Freezing to death, but surrounded by adorable penguins.
Oh, you'll have an amazing
I'll bring
time.
You a penguin back.
Yeah, great.
A rescue
great.
Penguin.
Can you imagine? That would be the next thing.
If only it wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
So, any final words from you?
Just stay tuned to our social channels and...
Perfect.
Yeah, have a look. We'll send news as soon as we have it on Traders and firming up the details. But the 9th of December is the date. Which we're very excited about.
I'm excited too. I'm absolutely gutted I won't be there.
You'll
gutted.
Be there in spirit.
I will.
And
you know,
I'll make sure you have
a cardboard cutout of me just like holding 5 of my dogs.
Next to the Christmas tree or something.
That would be amazing. I'm kind of expecting pictures of that now.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
No pressure. No
I know.
Pressure. Actually, one of the things you had that was probably the most fun thing outside is you had that huge dog.
Oh, the huge dog, yeah. Which was a surprise. That
really?
That was a surprise, yeah. The Ben and Stu from Shoutabout, because I've been harping on at them to do this event for ages.
Yeah.
Like I actually met the guys years ago.
Yeah.
We had offices next to each other. Anyway, and they had got it as a surprise for me. Cause
oh, my gosh.
Nobody knew, but... on the day, people might have thought, why is she dressed like an art teacher? So I had a denim jumpsuit on, which are very fashionable.
It was lovely. I thought you were just bang on trend.
Well, we'll go with that. Okay. But actually, the day before and the morning of the event, I was there painting the signs, the hand-painted sign outside. I did that. And the Instagram one inside, I had
done.
Oh,
my gosh.
I know. It took me I was going to do them both on the Sunday morning before right. the event. I had a slight change of plans and thought, I'll come and do the big one on the Saturday. Yeah. 6 hours later, I was still doing
it. Girl, that's dedication.
I know, because the logo, I had to get almost as exact as I could.
Oh, my God.
So it took me ages.
Well, I mean, it was worth it for the pictures.
It was. It really was worth it. So that's also why I think I have paint on me everywhere and like stuff.
You need to get one of those graffiti artists down the tunnel with a template and be like, can you just spray paint
Well,
this?
Yeah, Gary, who we normally use, Gary Alford, who the venue used for lots of their art, he's great as well. Gary Alford on Instagram, okay. You can follow him. He was away that weekend, so I'm hoping for the next one he might do something magical.
That'd be
he's
so great.
A wonder with a spray can. He's brilliant.
Wow.
So yeah, and he's a lovely guy, so I'm hoping that he'll
perfect. It'll save you 6 hours of your life.
Yes, and like my clothes. Like I've got a lovely leather jacket which still has all this paint on it.
Oh no.
It's kind of arty. So. Anyway, the 9th of December, doggystylemarket.com.
Fantastic. You thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming in again.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Like, twice we get to talk about the same stuff, but
it's more fun. It's good.
Absolutely. And we got, you know, double breakfast and double goodies.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for coming in again. And guys, stay tuned on Instagram, on the website, and keep up and see what's going to be happening at the next market.
Yay.
Cheers. So that's it, guys. Episode 2 of City Dogs has ended. Thank you so much for the incredible Lucy and Parker the Pug for coming in for this second episode. And hopefully catch you guys pretty soon. Episode 3 is going to be coming out next week. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.